Welcome back to the MetaMinds podcast,
where we help you master your mindset.
And today, we're getting close to the end of the year now, and we want to kind of talk about a topic that's been basically like a year in review of really challenging things that we've kind of gone through. And we think this is important because we've had a lot of good feedback on some episodes where we have kind of come out and talked about some of the things that we've gone through. So if you haven't noticed, we're a little bit more casual setup today because we don't have a table. That's a discussion for another time.
Yep.
But yeah, today we're going to be kind of opening up and yeah, talking about some of the things that we went through this year that were really quite hard and how we kind of overcame them. And, you know, maybe you've gone through some similar things and maybe you can relate to some of them. Maybe you can pick up some tips. Maybe you can share some of the stuff with us that you've gone through and overcome. So we're going to jump right into it. And I suppose, Dan, we've got a few each. So jump in. Let's talk about you one first, shall we?
All right. So first things first, I just finished my Masters of Counseling. And
woo! Woo! Those little emoji hands again, yes. Like this.
With the love heart eyes. So, yeah, like I definitely noticed that me being the way I am, wanting to kind of help people either like question things or help challenge them or just be there as a listening ear, like that's kind of how I've always been. And I guess since I've gone through my counseling, like it's become more a part of my identity. And I guess what I've noticed is that whether that is subconsciously or whether that is like a conscious thing, people around me, people like friends or acquaintances I've kind of met up with, I've noticed that they will occasionally kind of dive into conversations that lead me into almost like counseling. And like, I'm not counseling them because technically I'm not allowed to, but like there is a bit of a blurring of the line there where it's kind of like they're asking for my advice, which is fine because that's what friends do. But it kind of gets to the point where I kind of wonder whether it is blurring that line into like expecting me to counsel them or expecting me to help them. And for the most part, like I think it's unintentional and I don't think it's like intended that way from certain people. But there are definitely times that I do feel that the energy kind of shifts to like their problems and like what's going on in their world. And sometimes I do feel like I'm sitting in that counseling role, which is fine, like I said, because I like to help people. But I guess like I've become quite aware of that. So there are times that I like just don't engage in those conversations, and sometimes I will just kind of reflect on like what's going on in my world, because obviously I have needs as well. And I think like just in terms of learning for people out there, like it is important to recognize in any sort of relationship or conversation, like are your needs being met as well?
It's
like
a two-way street.
It is a two-way street, exactly right. And if I'm feeling like I'm seeing someone and they're expecting me to kind of be that listening ear for the entire time I'm with them, like that is draining on me. You know, being a listening ear is draining. So if that's all it is, and I recognize patterns of that, it gets to the point where I pull myself back a little bit, because I do that for work and I will be getting into the counseling space. So again, like there's the blurring of the lines. And at the end of the day, like I am a human being that has needs as well. So I guess for people out there, like I'd be curious to hear if anyone else has kind of noticed that kind of one-way street where someone has expected them to either be the listening ear the entire time or becomes very like selfish in the way that they communicate with the other person.
Regardless of like what you're actually doing as well.
Exactly right,
whether you're a counselor or whether you're
just as a friend, right?
Yeah.
Like at the end of the day, like a friend can play different roles in your life. They can be support, they can be a listening ear, they can challenge you, you know, they can do many different things. But there needs to be that balance. Like if you feel like your needs aren't being met and you feel like the other person is dominating that space, then that can become taxing on you. And also like I feel sometimes deflated if I leave that situation. I feel like, oh, well, I actually didn't get to talk about the thing that I wanted to talk about. Like it's been a one-way road. So yeah, that's something that I've been very aware of. And like I mentioned just before, like I don't know if that's subconscious on their part. I don't know whether it's me looking into it too much. It could be many different facets. But it's interesting because it's like, people know that I'm counseling. People know that that's the field I'm going into.
Also, like, you know, you just have a personality that allows people to kind of like open up as well, I suppose.
Yeah.
That's an element of it. But it's like,
for sure,
it's like people may not be conscious of the fact that they are kind of, you know, not abusing your boundaries, but, you know, not really giving back kind of thing, just taking, you know.
Yeah.
And while we're here, I just want to say that I feel personally attacked, and you could have spoken to me about this off the podcast.
Yeah, I was going to, but I didn't know how to bring it up. So I thought, let's just
do it on air, shall
with
we?
Cameras, with microphones. But no, that's a good point. And another thing I really want to mention as well is that, yes, like my personality probably does bring that out. And for the most part, the people I spend my time with, I don't think abuse that. And like in terms of struggles, there've been other people in my world who I've maybe felt that way. So I've either like reserved myself a bit more or tried to find people that can reflect with me. And like, it is a two-way street where we can talk about what's going on. But then there's the other element of that where, you know, if someone is going through a lot in their life, if someone's got like lots of things going on, they're struggling, maybe there's something really pressing that they're like, I don't know how to deal with this. Like, that's the situation where a friend can come in and be like that listening ear for the majority of the time. So like, the idea is obviously you kind of want a 50-50 share where, you know, you're communicating with me and then I get to say, Eamon, like, I don't like you. Like, let's stop hanging out.
Just tell me off air, man. Seriously,
sorry,
dude.
Sorry, dude. But yeah, like, there are times like that where obviously that balance does kind of change a bit, and that's understandable. And that's fine for me to be in that space and held that space for someone, right? Because everyone goes through struggles and sometimes they just need to vent, and that's completely fine. But I guess what I'm getting at and hopefully learning for other people is just try to recognize like what the balance is. And if you feel
depleted.
Are you
giving back?
Yeah,
are
you giving back? For sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a big thing.
Are you the taker?
Are you the taker? Are you the person constantly, yeah, sharing things, constantly talking about problems? Or are you actually, yeah, there as a friend? Anyway, that's kind of a long-winded explanation of where I'm at.
That's fair. So yeah, if we've got three each and we kind of need to crush them out in 5 minutes each, like, because they are all really important, I think. So
yeah,
you know, basically stop being so selfish and give a little back to me is what I'm saying.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
No, but that's a really prominent one. It's like, you know, relationships, you need to give and take. And sometimes you don't realize that you're the taker, you know, and realize how you can give back just with a present. Anyway, we're still lingering on your thing, which is
stupid. Yeah, yeah, it's all about me again. So again, like, I'm talking about that thing, but I'm venting about my
well, there you go. So you're actually...
So I'm actually the taker.
Anyway, here we are getting meta on the MetaMinds podcast. Standard. Okay, so my first one is just not being sure of myself. And this has been... this is getting deep, isn't it? It's all coming out, dude. This is a counseling session right now.
This is.
No, so it's like, yeah, this has been like a big kind of issue for myself as well. And like, kind of comes from, it's like, life's so fascinating. There's so many options in this modern world. You can do anything you want to do. So like, I guess I put a lot of merit on what it is that I'm spending my time on, you know, which is a good thing. Obviously, you need to be really weighing up, you know, you only have a limited time on this planet. It is kind of important. Well, you know, we apply meaning to things, but like, it is kind of important, like what you're actually going to be spending your time on, you know, and so you have to weigh that up. But then sometimes I commit to something for a while and you go into it, but then you don't see an immediate return, or, you know, you're not actually getting what you thought you were getting out of it, or you forget the reasons that you're doing it. So you're just doing this thing, like, why am I doing this again? And, you know, I spread my time across many different types of projects because I'm a creative person and that kind of thing. And yeah, just like, I found myself not actually fully committing to one thing or the other. Or yeah, it's trying to commit to too many different things at once. So there was so many things taking my time, kind of thing. And so, yeah, I guess the main thing is just like not being sure about things. And I guess like the solution that I've come to, and it's taken me, you know, 25 years kind of thing. I still struggle with this today. Like, this happens a lot. This is, you know, the ego being in control and whatnot, is basically that you're never going to be sure about anything. You know, you just have to do, and you just go, just like, don't think too deeply about some of these things. It's just like, well, I like spending my time doing this thing and I'm getting a monetary reward doing this thing. Maybe I'll just spend more time doing this thing rather than like thinking so deeply about, oh, but yeah, but I like this element and I like this element, and you have to weigh it up. It's like, just spend more time doing the thing that you actually love doing and are getting a reward doing, and that seems the most logical thing to be doing. You know, it's like, don't put so much weight on it. Like, you know, and it's like, I'm saying this now, but I'm definitely not an expert in this, you know, this is the thing that I've struggled with this year, you know, this is what I'm saying. Like, so yeah, it's just like, that's kind of what I've been going through like this year for sure. And I finally come out on the other side of it. And I'm so sure of exactly what it is that I am doing now and the path that I'm on and the goals that I have and the steps to get to those goals. And it's taken a lot of cutting out different things. We're kind of crossing over into my third one here. But yeah, that's kind of been my first one. It's just like not being so sure of myself. And the answer was just kind of like, you know, don't think too deeply about it, man. You know, you like this thing, do this thing. You know, you like hanging out with this person, hang out with this person. Like, you don't have to like just create all these thoughts around this thing that have all this thing, and then it just weighs you down and you're not sure about things, and it's like all the thoughts are just perpetuating it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So
that's kind of how you got to that conclusion, was it? You experimented, tried obviously different things to figure out what it was that you wanted. And then did you have to change the way that you approach situations or approached like, for example, your friends or business? Like, did you notice a shift in your mindset?
Yeah, I suppose it's like, once I kind of did figure out exactly what it is that I wanted to do, and I figured that out through kind of weighing it up, you know, thinking about it, like just something that was huge for me was realizing to not think too much about it. Just like, you know, and that comes down to practicing mindfulness, you know, because then it's like, you're not going to be in your head so much about, oh my God, what am I going to do today? And what am I going to do that, you know, on the weekend? And how am I going to spend my time? And it's like, just be.
For sure. Because like, again, that's a lot of energy to spend, like if you're having those cognitive processes, and that's something I reflected on the other day with a friend, the idea that like, if you keep filling your mind up with like different ideas and different thoughts, like your mind does have a capacity.
Yeah.
And like it's expending energy, thinking and processing.
Making decisions.
Yeah. So like, yeah, the idea of being present, it kind of always comes back to that with a lot of things. Like as long as you're aligning with your values and like, you understand what you're enjoying out of life, which is something that you mentioned was like a process of weighing up the pros and cons. And then instead of like constantly going into that thought loop, it sounds like it's more of a present moment decision where you're like trying to cut out those thoughts, trying to just action it instead of thinking.
Yeah. And like really implementing consistent mindfulness has been a huge part of that as well. So moving on, what's your second one, Big Dog?
Well, my second one, mate, is all to do with my studies. So I've studied my undergraduate degree of psychological science.
Okay, you said about that?
Yeah, don't know what happened there. And I just finished my master's of counseling. So that's 8 years after high school. And the big thing that I guess I learned this year was self-care. So I thought that I had like half decent self-care, and I recognize that I have things I enjoy doing. I have friends that I enjoy seeing. And I thought that, you know, me enjoying going to the gym, me enjoy like filming and hanging out with friends, that was enough self-care. But it got to the point near the end of my final year at uni where I did start feeling just physically drained, like just completely burnt out. And I didn't have like any motivation to want to film. I found myself like trying to hang out with friends more just to avoid thinking about an assignment or thinking about filming and all these pressures. And it got to the point that I was basically using like avoiding techniques. And that was kind of where I think a lot of the burnout came from and where I just felt fatigued. And as you saw, when I finished the degree, I just felt really low and depleted. So,
and you physically got sick.
Yeah, and I physically got sick. So I guess like it's still something I'm working on. But self-care is something that kind of, it put it into a different light for me. Because another person actually asked me the other day about like, how do I incorporate self-care into my work? Because like I always put self-care down to like, what am I doing outside of my workplace? What am I doing outside of my studies? But the reality is like, you also need to think about how you're implementing self-care while you're at work and how you're implementing it while you're studying. Because at the end of the day, like that will be a roll-on effect and it will be like a negative roll-on effect. So for example, at work, if I've got like, you know, lots of challenging things going on with different clients and I feel stretched really thin between different people and I'm not implementing any self-care at work, you know, like I'm not taking time to just do a breathing exercise or listen to a podcast, I will feel drained at the end of the day. And it is a roll-on effect. It just keeps topping up. So like one thing I've started implementing is before I see clients, I'll do like a short breathing exercise before I see them. And I'll like try to reset my intention where it's like, okay, that last session could have been a bit challenging. You know, I did as much as I could, do a breathing exercise, and then I'll try to start the next session with a clear head instead of like trying to carry what I had from that previous session. So that's one thing I've tried to implement, which has helped. And then also like when I'm on my lunch breaks, I just listen to like really calming music or I'll listen to a podcast and I'll put my mind into a different space so that it's not about work. It's about my time, because that 30 minutes to an hour is like just for me. It's not thinking about work. It's not worrying about the next client. It's like, this is just me having my time. And those two things have really helped. So I guess it was like really recognizing how important self-care is in every aspect of my life, not just outside of work and outside of studies.
Yeah, that technique that you told me, like you told me about that about mid-year kind of thing. And it is really crazy how such a small thing is so powerful that it's like you don't even really, this comes down to like the alter ego kind of thing. But it's like, all you got to do is really, it's like, okay, what's happening to me in the next hour of my life? Okay, I'm doing this thing. What do I really want to kind of happen out of that? You know, rather than just going in blindly without thinking about it, like just attacking the thing and just doing the thing without thinking about it. You know, you don't have to sit down and have like a 30-minute thing just to think about it, but just be like, I really want this to be a happy experience and I'm in this mood right now kind of thing.
Mm.
And you just lead on with that mood and it's just like, it's just roll on effect. And you can convince yourself, you know, perception is reality. You can convince yourself to just have a good time or whatever it is your intention is. Just actually think about your intention before the thing. And yeah,
yep.
I implemented that a few times this year for myself as well after you told me about it. And it's like, really is so simple.
It is. It
has such a big effect.
It doesn't take long as well.
But the other thing is, yeah, it's like, you know, both you and I do have high expectations of ourselves.
Mm.
But for anyone out there, self-care is important. It's like if you've got kids, like that's a full-time job from my point of view, you know.
Yeah.
If you've got a full-time job, that's a full-time job, you know. Mm. And you need to make sure that it's like while you're spending a lot of time doing that thing, you need to have time to yourself.
Mm.
And yeah, try Insight Timer. That's been my life.
Yep.
Thing for the last few weeks. Shout out Alex. So yeah, moving on. Something I did this year was travel for 3.5 months or so. I did the same thing last year. And the reason I accepted this one was because one of my friends basically organized the whole thing. We did a 5-day hike in Italy and then a 7-day music festival and then an eight-day hike in Switzerland.
Yep.
So that physically was the most challenging thing that I ever did. But on that trip in particular, something for me, like, you know, I don't like really the terms introvert, extrovert or whatever, because everyone both has a bit of both, I think, you know, and you can train yourself to be one or the other. But I do consider myself to be a little bit more thoughtful and I really like to have my own time where I'm creating and doing different things. And one thing that I couldn't do while I was traveling was have time to sit down and really create and be in a space that I kind of, you know, can control and actually, you know, like select the boundaries of the space, which allow the, like the most effective creating kind of thing.
Mm.
So it was very intermittent and I didn't really get to do too much of it. So I didn't have as much me time. So I was forced to go out and do more socializing. And so there was parts of me on that trip, especially getting towards the end of it, where I was like, I just wanted to, like, you know, recluse and go and sit inside and like hang out, listen to podcasts. And because I didn't really get too much time to do that. And that's very important as you were talking about self-care, you know.
Mm.
But, you know, we're in another country. I'm only going to be there for 3 days and it's costing us all this money to be there. It's like we have to really make the most of the time there. And it's like it's raining outside. I really just want to lay down. I don't want to go out drinking with my friends or whatever it is.
Mm.
But, you know, there's times where you kind of have to force yourself to get into those situations. And it's kind of what you were saying there. It's like you have to reframe your mind and be like, okay, let's go out there. Let's do this. Let's be social and let's be up. And it's like, let's accept the fact that I don't really have much downtime and I'm in the situation. So you kind of, you know, I kind of had to force myself to do things that I didn't necessarily want to do all of the time, you know, and that's like, that's life in a nutshell as well. You're never going to 100% enjoy everything that you're doing. Mm. You're going to have parts of it that you really don't like to do, but you just have to kind of accept the bad with the good and force yourself to do it. That's not a really good solution, is it?
No.
I'll reframe that.
Yeah.
Just accept everything for what it is. Realize what it will take and motivate yourself to do that thing, even though you don't necessarily want to do it in that moment, you know?
Yes. And like from my understanding when we were talking while you were away as well, is you were trying to reframe your mind as like just being grateful for the experience as well. Like this is an experience that is so unique and that not everyone gets to experience. So, you know, you make the most out of it. And sometimes like putting yourself in an uncomfortable situation, can be beneficial, right? At the end of the day. And
the 8-day hike, for example.
Yeah. And there's an episode on that.
Check out that episode because we go real deep on that. And that was really one of the most transformational experiences of my life is pushing myself to do that. And when it comes to actually my struggling, that 8 days of my existence was pretty hard.
Yeah.
You know, and not for my friends that have very experienced with 8-day hikes and whatnot. It was a breeze for them. But it was interesting. But just more in the kind of, On the other side of it, there was, you know, even times where all of us were deflated, where there was 10 or 30 of us in a group and all of us are deflated. And it's kind of like, we all need to like dive into this experience. So sometimes you have to be the one to kind of stand up and be like, all right, who wants a beer or something like that? You know, it's like, sometimes you have to do things you don't want to do. And more often than not, when you do them, end up having a fantastic time.
Mm.
But it takes a good attitude to do that.
For sure.
And that really is hard to cultivate.
Definitely. But,
anyway, that was something that I struggle with this year. It's basically, you know, that 3-month trip, there was a lot of times where it was like pretty hard basically. But again, like everything that I did push myself to do, I really appreciate it. And I look back on and I have photos and it was like, you know, really good. And it sounds like, you know, it's so like, oh my God, really? You were like traveling overseas and you're like, what? You weren't having a good time. Like that's so, but you know, everything is relative. Like everything has its own problems, you know?
For sure. So, yeah.
All right, we've got two left and not much time to do it. Can we do it? Find out next time. No, find out this
time.
Find out right now.
Right now. Well, I'll make mine short. So the other one that I wanted to talk about was stretching myself too thin. And this has kind of been a problem of mine for, not forever, but like for years now. Like I do try to achieve a lot and I do try to put a lot of like energy into what I'm doing, whether that's like my studies or projects or just like that sense of pride in myself, because I think I do have that. Like you mentioned before, I do have a pride in myself and what I do. And that's like a reflection of everything, like the people I spend my time with, what I spend my time doing. So for me, like I do really value the podcast, right? Like that's something that I've really loved. That's like an additional workload that you and I have put on ourselves. And on top of that, like I was running or still am running my YouTube channel. So that's always kind of been like a little bit of pressure in the back of my mind of like me, you know, having my own internal expectations to create at least one or two videos a week. And then I launched the clothing brand, which is something I was putting a lot of energy into. Plus I was like in the midst of my master's. So like those four things combined were like really kind of like making me feel like I had put too much on my plate. There were a few months where I was completely neglecting like the eye in the sky stuff. There was times where I just wasn't doing as much like YouTube content. And the thing I really enjoy is actually like connecting with people who have listened to either us on the podcast or watched one of my videos. And I really enjoy spending that time connecting and getting to know people. But I found myself neglecting that because I was just so like I guess burnt out and just put too much on my plate. So I'm still struggling with that. Like I'm still trying to figure it out because like you and I have tried to rebrand Meta Minds a little bit. Like I'm thinking about rebranding my YouTube channel now. So that's additional space in my mind of like, well, I need to do that thing and I need to think about that thing. And then that's stopping me from like just sitting down and connecting with people and doing some like admin work, because in my mind that it's taking up that space of like, well, I need to do the rebrand. So like, yeah, sometimes I do feel really stretched thin. And I guess, again, it comes back to self-care, which is something I try to do. And sometimes I recognize and I label it as like avoiding behaviors. But I think it's also me being too hard on myself, because all of us relax, all of us have avoiding behaviors. And like, I need to take that time for myself. So like, that's kind of what I did. I took a bit of time for myself and I'm like trying to align with the things that mean the most to me. And I think like the podcast is a big thing that's really helped me grow and helped me through the last year reflect on everything. So yeah, I still don't have an answer for that. And for people out there, like I'm sure other people feel stretched thin, like having kids and trying to work a full-time job and try to have a marriage or a relationship.
A side hustle.
Hit
the gym every
day. They've got hobbies they enjoy.
Where you find the time.
They've got friends they want to see. They've got family.
Getting enough sleep.
Just so much, right? Yeah. There's just so much. And like all of us experience that. So a lot of the things that I'm talking about are self-inflicted. I have the control to pull back. And that's what I think that's the biggest thing I recognize. I recognize that like these are all my internal expectations and I have full control to take a break. Like if I stop making YouTube videos, the world's not going to end. I'm not going to stop being Dan. I'm still going to continue being myself. So like it's okay to take a break. I think that was the big thing where I was like, it's okay to just take time off. That was the biggest learning for me.
Nice, man. That's a really good one. Well, you know, I think I might have an answer for your last problem, because
mm-hmm.
there's been a big struggle of mine that I've kind of had to choose recently, and you know, take my advice or not, we have spoken about it off camera.
Yeah.
But the largest thing, and I mentioned it kind of like not being sure about exactly what I'm doing and where I'm going. This third one is basically choosing like one less thing that I'm actually spending a huge portion of my time on. So for me, like, you know, I run a video production business. That obviously takes up a huge chunk of my time, like doing all of that and trying to run it successfully, trying to actually have a positive return on investment, like, you know, hitting the gym, socializing with friends, like trying to actually, cultivate like relationships with people that are kind of on my level and trying to, you know, motivated to try and do things. And the other thing was music production. And I love making music, right? It's a really good outlet for me. I get to like put some of my emotions into my music. It's a really creative time for me, but in the last kind of year, I've had like ups and downs with music, have released some really successful tracks and then not, and I've released much less than last year. But basically what I'm getting to is that you know, I love creating of all kinds, and I love creating my video production business, and that has the biggest return for me because I get to actually work with people that are on my level and they run businesses and they're passionate and that kind of thing. I also, you know, get a creative outlet and I get huge monetary gain from it as well. I get, you know, so I get to be my own boss basically. And music production, while it's been there, while it's been, you know, my cute little side hustle and I love it, I'm putting the brakes on that thing and just taking a lot of that time and pushing it into this one thing that's actually giving me a reward.
Mm.
And it's really, really sad, you know, because it's the same. Like, you know, we've got so many different things that we want to spread our time on, but unfortunately, we only have so much time, you know. So it's been kind of like, as they say in script writing, you know, you've got to kill your babies, kill your darlings, basically. And it's like, you can't have everything, you know. So who was it? I think Ray Dalio says, you can have anything you want in the world, but you can't have everything you want in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really hope I quoted the correct person on that.
I hope so, because that is a good quote.
It could be another person. I'm pretty sure I'm correct on that.
Yeah.
If anyone knows exactly, please just like call me out in the comments. just making things up. Here we are in the Parents Podcast. But that really, someone told me that earlier in the year, and that kind of struck true. What was the saying?
Rung true, struck true. We've had both.
We've had a big day, guys. Mm. So we're stretching ourselves too thin here on the Parents Podcast. Yep.
But so that's good.
That's been a huge thing for me, and like really realizing what it is that I love to do. And you know, I tell people sometimes I tell people, I'm like, yeah, I'm really cutting down on this thing. And especially my friends that are in music production, shout out Evo and the Navigator.
Mm-hmm.
They basically, you know, get on me and like, what are you doing? You can't quit music. Like you can't, like, you know, I can't believe you. And you know, the other day I still like opened up Ableton, had a 30-minute play around, but I wasn't like, let's create a thing and try and get it out there. I was just like, let's just play for a bit. And then, okay, cool. I've had some time. I'm going to get back into this thing now,
mm-hmm.
you know? And yeah, so really choosing what it is with your time and what's giving you the biggest return on investment, really committing and becoming dedicated to that thing. It's been really hard.
Yes.
But now that I'm doing that more and more and getting a more and more clear return on investment, obviously, because I'm spending more time and investing more time and money into this thing as opposed to this other thing,
mm-hmm.
it's become clear that that is the right decision. And it's yes. like, can be hard because, you know, maybe the thing you love to do is being healthy. And it's right. like, sometimes you have to sacrifice. Maybe you're not going to the gym every single day or something because you're working on your business or whatever it is. It's like, I'm sure people out there, I'd love to know what it is that you're potentially going through and maybe you have to cut down on something. But got about 30 seconds left. Anything definitely. You want to wrap it up?
Yeah, because I guess like you mentioned it all within that quote, but it makes so much sense. The idea of like not putting all your, like not putting multiple eggs out there, like actually having like something you want to master in. So instead of trying to be the master of everything, like actually become obsessed with something that can give you the monetary gain, can give you the like emotional gain or the like psychological fulfillment, whatever that may be. So yeah, it's something again that I reflected on before, but it's hard for me to kind of feel that way sometimes. And I'm sure other people feel that, but it really does make sense to kind of at least have one like core pillar or one core focus. And obviously that is the thing you put most of your energy into and most of your time into, because it could literally become, you know, something you're obsessed with that then becomes a business or
and then you become
whatever it may be. Yeah.
Huge because of that thing, or you, it just becomes the most fulfilling thing because you become a master in it. So
yeah. And even just general for people who aren't business related, like just the gym, like if you decide I'm going to go to the gym, like we mentioned before, the idea of feeling uncomfortable in a situation, like the first time I went to the gym, I was uncomfortable. I didn't enjoy it. I was tired after a sore, but I recognize the benefits from it, and over time and over repetition, like it's something I really enjoy and I've gained a lot from it. So it's that idea of like mastering something and sitting with discomfort.
So yeah, these are the things that we've struggled with this year. We would love to hear from you guys about anything that you've struggled with this year. Has anything we've said struck a chord with you? Are you, you know, inspired by anything that we've said? Like has anything kind of reframed anything in your mind? We would love to hear from you.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to the MetaMinds podcast, where we help you master your mindset. Stay tuned.